Going seaward, they came to the lofty quarters of Achilles, a lodge the Myrmidons built for their lord of pine trees, cut and trimmed, and shaggy thatch from mowings in deep meadows. Posts were driven round the wide courtyard in a palisade, whose gate one crossbar held, one beam of pine. It took three men to slam this home, and three to draw the bolt again, but great Achilles worked his entryway alone with ease. And now Hermes, who lights the way for mortals, opened for Priam, took him safely in with all his rich gifts for the son of Peleus. Then the god dropped the reins, and stepping down he said, "I am no mortal wagoner but Hermes, sir. My father sent me here to be your guide amid the Achaean men. Now that is done, I'm off to heaven again and will not visit Achilles. That would be to compromise an immortal's dignity, to be received with guests of mortal station. Go take his knees and make your supplication. Invoke his father, his mother, and his child. Pray that his heart be touched, that he be reconciled." Now Hermes turned, departing for Olympus, and Priam vaulted down. He left Idaeus to hold the teams in check while he went forward into the lodge. He found Achilles, dear to Zeus, there in his chair, with officers at ease across the room. Only Automedon and Alcimus were busy near Achilles, for he had just now made an end of dinner, eating and drinking, and the laden boards lay near him still upon the trestles. Priam, the great king of Troy, passed by the others, knelt down, took in his arms Achilles' knees, and kissed the hands of wrath that killed his sons. When, taken with mad folly in his own land, a man does murder and in exile finds refuge in some rich house, then all who see him stand in awe. So these men stood. Achilles gazed in wonder at the splendid king, and his companions marveled too, all silent with glances to and fro. Now Priam prayed to the man before him. "Remember your own father, Achilles, in your godlike youth. His years, like mine, are many, and he stands upon the fearful doorstep of old age. He, too, is hard-pressed, it may be, by those around him, there being no one able to defend him from bane of war and ruin. Ah, but he may nonetheless hear news of you alive, and so with glad heart hope through all his days for sight of his dear son come back from Troy, while I have deathly fortune."